Hello, this is McKenna Marmer, and today I'm going to be talking about John Wayne Gacy and his life and murders. John Wayne Gacy was born March 17, 1942, to John Stanley Gacy and Marion Elaine Robinson. John Wayne Gacy grew up with a fairly normal childhood, although he did have several run-ins with the law in the 60s. In 1968, he was convicted of sexually assaulting a young boy and was released from prison in 1970, but was arrested again for the same crime while still on parole. The charges got dropped. Gacy became a very successful independent contractor and bought a house in suburban Chicago. His last victim was Robert P.S., who was reported missing in 1978. Gacy killed over 33 men and young boys between 1972 to 1978, and all were buried in the crawl space under Gacy's house, besides P.S., who was thrown into the river and discovered in 1980. The names of his victims were Timothy McCoy, John Butkovich, Daryl Sampson, Randall Buffett, Sam Stapleton, Michael Bonin, William Carroll, James Hackinson, Rick Johnston, and many more, and there are still six unidentified victims. Gacy was arrested in December 1978 after confession of killing over 30 people to both his lawyer and the police. He was tried and convicted of 33 charges of murder, one count of sexual assault, one count of indecency with a child, and sentenced to death. His execution was set for June 2nd, 1980, but was postponed until May 10, 1994 because of many appeals. He was 52 at the time of his death, which is at 12:58 a.m., May 10th, 1994. Gacy is one of the many known serial killers who has many personas, such as Poker the Clown, Patches the Clown, and most of the victims were believed to have come into his house willingly, which is what was so strange, because, I mean, most of them were young boys. So many people were confused as to why they would go into his house. An example of this would be Robert P.S., who went to talk to him about a job at his contracting company, and he took P.S. back to his house, murdered him, and then dumped his body in the river. Many of the bodies were, very decomposed, skeletalized. They were found in the crawlspace under his house. Gacy tried to get rid of the bodies by flooding that crawlspace, which didn't end up working, which is why they found so many bodies. They only found 29 of the 33 that were accounted for, and there are still six unidentified victims who we still don't know who they are. 20 Gacy was a sick man, although during his trial he was found to be legally sane and fully in control of his actions when he killed those people. If he hadn't been, who knows where he might still be alive today had he been found innocent by reason of insanity. But Gacy was perfectly sane. He was in full control of his actions, and one of the prosecutors had a poster board with all of the victims' faces, or the ones that could be identified. All of their faces were on a poster board that he held in the courtroom. And the jury deliberated for 2 hours, probably longer than that, but at most 2 hours before convicting him of murder and sentencing him to death. At first, his death was set for June 2nd, 1980, the same year he was convicted. But he ended up getting postponed 14 years because he kept going in for appeals, which kept pushing back the date of his execution. And he was 52 at the time of his death, which was reported at 12:58 a.m., May 10th, 1994. He was executed via lethal injection, which is basically where they strapped him to a table, they put a needle in his arm, and they injected him with a poison that would kill him slowly. I have his last words somewhere. Let me see if I can find. I'm looking. His last words were, and I quote, "Kiss my ass." Which I find very hilarious because, I mean, it's one way to go out with a bang, I guess. But, I mean, Gacy was, by all definitions, a crazy man who killed over 33 people, and 6 of those victims are still unidentified, and we don't know if they ever will be identified, or they might if we go back and look, so the families of those 6 victims can have peace knowing where their possibly deceased family member might be. And I hope that the families of his victims that have been identified have gotten peace. And honestly, I hope John Wayne Gacy's burning in hell.